بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال: يا غلام، إني أعلمك كلمات، احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجد تجاهك، وإذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، وعلم أن الأمة لم اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء، لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، ولم اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء، لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف، رواه الترمذي. وفي رواية غير الترمذي: احفظ لا تجد أمامك، تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة، واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك، وأن ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك، واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر، وأن الفرج مع الكرب، وأن مع العسر يسرا، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ابن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that I was a little boy sharing the camel with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke to me and he advised me. And he said, "Oh youngster, I want to teach you a few things." Fine, my respected brothers, for the last few days now we have been discussing this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as I mentioned, this hadith is among what we call Jawami'ul Kalim, that where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke very concise, very few words, but the meaning of it is voluminous. One very, very important point that ulama-i kiram draw from this entire incident. We heard in the Fajr Salah today the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu," people of Iman, that is the Muslims are addressed, people of Iman are addressed. Allah says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara," that save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. In other words, make effort of Iman upon your families, that is, included in families is one's children. Now if you look, this particular incident occurred in Madinah Munawwara towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was aged anywhere between 53 and 63. On the other hand, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to various riwayat, was aged average around 10 years. So an elderly person, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing this young boy. If you look at the subject matter of this hadith, very basic fundamental tenets of deen and iman are discussed in this hadith. Like for example, the first expression, احفظ الله يحفظك, احفظ الله تجد تجاهك, that guard Allah's right, Allah will protect you, guard Allah's right, you will find Allah with you. Now normally these are not things you tell a little child. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is discussing such fundamental, important aspects of Iman and Yaqeen and belief with a little child. In this is ishara, is indication of the importance of making effort on one's children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi." Addressing every father, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Every one of you is a shepherd. And with regards to your flock, with regards to your wife, etc., and more importantly your children, mas'ool, Allah is going to question you." One hadith it comes that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This children which Allah has given you, this is an amanat, a trust. Hafidha amdaya." Either you can protect or look after this trust, that is by making their deeni tarbiyat and nurturing, amdaya, or you can destroy this trust. One hadith it comes, "Fa abawahu yuhawidanihi, O yunassiranihi, O yumajjisanihi." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has naturally placed instinctively in every child the tendency or the desire to obey Allah. Naturally, Allah has placed this in every child. It is the parents that take the child towards Yahudiyat or towards Nasraniyat or towards Majusiyat. If you look at the homes today of a Muslim,
Enter any sitting room, enter any home. First thing what you see, that plasma screen. 10 inch, 12 inch, 14 inch, 20 inch. Nowadays they have curved plasma screen. So many million pixels, etc. What is that? Fundamentally, an instrument of zina. An instrument of ghayayi, shamelessness. An instrument that is purporting kufr, ideas and theories the entire day. Destroying the basic fundamental beliefs of a Muslim. Parents today have introduced that into their homes. So that from a young age, the child is barely conscious of its surroundings and already it is exposed to music, exposed to haram, exposed to an instrument of zina. And a child is brought up in that environment. So who is planting the seeds? And what seeds are we planting? We need to understand, my respected brothers, our children are an asset for us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةِ أَشْيَاءِ. He said, when you die, when you leave this world, your ability to earn for akhirat, your ability to earn the currency of akhirat comes to an end. Yet there are three avenues that will continue to benefit you after you leave this world. And conversely, what is the warning? That these avenues can continue to harm you after you leave this world also. What are the three avenues? He said, sadaqatin jariya, or ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, or waladin salihin yad'u lahu. You will go into your qabr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Yet this till of akhirat benefit will carry on for you in three categories. Sadaqa jariya. What is the converse warning? If your wealth is used in Allah's disobedience, after qabr also you'll have to answer when you go into the grave. Second, ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. The knowledge of deen that you imparted, people are benefiting from it. After you leave this world, you will continue to benefit. The third thing, referring to what we are discussing, he said, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. A pious child. A pious child that will make dua for you. A pious child that will do good deeds and amal will benefit you when you are in your qabr. What is the converse warning? If you will bring your child up incorrectly, that to such an extent that that child will disobey the commands of Allah, you will go in your qabr. The harm of that will reach you also. Allah protect us. One hadith, it is mentioned absolutely clearly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you get a child, you have to give the child a good name. Make the Islamic tarbiyah, the nurturing of the child. When the child reaches the age, get the child married. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you fail to do this, and that child, na'uzubillah, commits zina, clearly it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the father of that child will share in the zina of that child. Allah protect us. So very, very important, my respected brothers, we have to understand. On the one hand, our children are an asset for us. If we nurture them, if we make the Islamic tarbiyah, then for the rest of their lives, they will obey Allah. We will have planted the correct seeds. We will continue to benefit even in our qabr. On the other hand, if we don't make the correct effort and they go in the wrong direction, and more often than not, hidayat is in Allah's hands, more often than not, that going in the wrong direction is because of incorrect environment in the home. And dear Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching the entire ummah, the things that are discussed in this hadith, wallah, my respected brothers, even adults fail to understand them. Such important aspects of aqidah, of shariat, of deen, yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching this to a little child. Ishara, indication to the entire ummah that make effort upon your children. Bring the environment of Iman and Islam into your homes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, akrimu auladakum. Honor your children. Develop your relationship with your children. Today, unfortunately, we find two extremes. One extreme of parents is that father, mother, children are strangers in the home. The father is involved in his dunya, mother involved in some other activities, the children involved in the school or whatever. When everyone comes home, one is gone to the shaitan box, one is gone to the internet, one is gone to some technical gadget. Each one is carrying on their own life. There's no interaction between this entire family. That is one extreme. The other extreme is that we have what we call an authoritarian rule. Parenthood is not an authoritarian rule. You are supposed to develop relationship with your children. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, used to walk in. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would stand up. He would go towards her. He would embrace her. He would kiss her mubarak. He would kiss her forehead. This is the time. This is what is meant. Akrimu uladakum. Honor your children. How many of us have stood up when our children entered? How many of us have that kind of relationship where we can embrace the child, where we can kiss the forehead of the child? So we find the two extremes. Very, very important, my respected brothers, running out of time. The very, very important aspect. Simple thing our elders have taught us. Starting point is at least every day in every home, 15, 20 minutes, make ta'aleem. Read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let the family get together. Make this compulsory in our homes. Father, mother and children sit together and read the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq.